Full prescribing information. 1. Indications and usage. 1.1. Non-24 hour sleep-wake disorder, non-24. Hetlioz capsules are indicated for the treatment of non-24 in adults. 1.2. Nighttime sleep disturbances and Smith-Magenis syndrome, SMS. Hetlioz capsules are indicated for the treatment of nighttime sleep disturbances in SMS in patients 16 years of age and older. Hetlioz LQ oral suspension is indicated for the treatment of nighttime sleep disturbances in SMS in pediatric patients 3 to 15 years of age. 2. Dosage and administration. 2.1. Non-interchangeability between Hetlioz capsules and Hetlioz LQ oral suspension. Hetlioz capsules and Hetlioz LQ oral suspension are not substitutable. See Clinical Pharmacology 12.3. 2.2. Recommended dosage for Hetlioz capsules for non-24 adults. The recommended dosage of Hetlioz capsules in adults is 20 mg 1 hour before bedtime at the same time every night. Because of individual differences in circadian rhythms, drug effect may not occur for weeks or months. 2.3. Recommended dosage for Hetlioz capsules and Hetlioz LQ oral suspension for nighttime sleep disturbances in SMS patients 16 years of age and older. The recommended dosage of Hetlioz capsules in patients 16 years and older is 20 mg 1 hour before bedtime at the same time every night. Pediatric patients 3 years to 15 years of age. The recommended dosage of Hetlioz LQ oral suspension in pediatric patients 3 years to 15 years of age is based on body weight. Table 1. Administer Hetlioz 1 hour before bedtime at the same time every night. Table 1. Recommended dosage of Hetlioz LQ oral suspension for the treatment of nighttime sleep disturbances in SMS in pediatric patients 3 years to 15 years of age. Body weight less than or equal to 28 kilograms. Daily dose, oral suspension, 0.7 milligrams per kilogram, 1 hour before bedtime. Body weight, greater than 28 kilograms. Daily dose, oral suspension, 20 milligrams, 1 hour before bedtime. 2.4, important administration information. Administer Hetlioz capsules and Hetlioz LQ oral suspension without food. See Clinical Pharmacology 12.3. If a patient is unable to take Hetlioz at approximately the same time on a given night, they should skip that dose and take the next dose as scheduled. Hetlioz LQ oral suspension. See Instructions for Use for complete administration instructions. Shake Hetlioz LQ oral suspension well for at least 30 seconds before every administration. Remove seal and insert press-in bottle adapter, included in the package, into the neck of the bottle until a tight seal is made. Turn the bottle upside down and withdraw the prescribed amount of Hetlioz LQ oral suspension from the bottle. Leave the press-in bottle adapter in place on bottle neck and replace cap on bottle. Store refrigerated. After opening, discard after 5 weeks for the 48 milliliter bottle and after 8 weeks for the 158 milliliter bottle. 3. Dosage forms and strengths. Capsules, 20 milligrams. Size 1, dark blue opaque, hard gelatin capsules printed with Vanda 20 mg in white. Oral suspension, 4 milligrams per milliliter. White to slightly yellow opaque suspension in 48 milliliters or 158 milliliter bottles. 4. Contraindications. None. 5. Warnings and precautions. 5.1. Somnolence. After taking Hetlioz, patients should limit their activity to preparing for going to bed. Hetlioz can potentially impair the performance of activities requiring complete mental alertness. 6. Adverse reactions. 6.1. Clinical trials experience. Because clinical trials are conducted under widely varying conditions, adverse reaction rates observed in the clinical trials of a drug cannot be directly compared to rates in the clinical trials of another drug and may not reflect the rates observed in clinical practice. More than 2,080 subjects have been treated with at least one dose of Hetlioz, of which more than 380 have been treated for greater than 26 weeks, and more than 170 have been treated for greater than 1 year. Non-24-hour sleep-wake disorder, non-24. A 26-week parallel-arm placebo-controlled study Study 1. Evaluated Hetlioz, N equals 42, compared to placebo, N equals 42, in patients with non-24. A randomized withdrawal placebo-controlled study of 8 weeks duration, Study 2. Also evaluated Hetlioz, N equals 10, compared to placebo, N equals 10, in patients with non-24. In placebo-controlled studies, 6% of patients exposed to Hetlioz discontinued treatment due to an adverse event, compared with 4% of patients who received placebo. Table 2 shows the incidence of adverse reactions from Study 1. Table 2. Adverse reactions in Study 1. Hetlioz N equals 42, placebo N equals 42. Headache, 17%, 7%. Alanine aminotransferase increased, 10%, 5%. Nightmare abnormal dreams, 10%, 0%. Upper respiratory tract infection, 7%, 0%. Urinary tract infection, 7%, 2%. Adverse reactions with an incidence greater than 5% and at least twice as high on Hetlioz than on placebo are displayed. Nighttime sleep disturbances and Smith-Magenis syndrome, SMS. A 9-week double-blind randomized placebo-controlled 2-period crossover study evaluated Hetlioz, capsules and oral suspension, N equals 25, compared to placebo, N equals 26, in the treatment of nighttime sleep disturbances in patients with Smith-Magenis syndrome. Pediatric patients, N equals 11, age 3 to 15 years, received Hetlioz LQ oral suspension, and patients greater than or equal to 16 years of age, N equals 14, received Hetlioz capsules. Adverse reactions were similar in patients treated for non-24 and patients with Smith-Magenis syndrome treated for nighttime sleep disturbances. Adverse reactions were also similar in pediatric patients, 3 years to 15 years, who received Hetlioz LQ oral suspension, and patients greater than or equal to 16 years of age who received Hetlioz capsules. 7. Drug interactions. 7.1. Strong CYP1A2 inhibitors. For example, fluvoxamine. Avoid use of Hetlioz in combination with fluvoxamine or other strong CYP1A2 inhibitors because of a potentially large increase in tasimeltion exposure and greater risk of adverse reactions. See Clinical Pharmacology 12.3. 7.2. Strong CYP3A4 inducers. For example, rifampin. Avoid use of Hetlioz in combination with rifampin or other CYP3A4 inducers because of a potentially large decrease in tasimeltion exposure with reduced efficacy. See Clinical Pharmacology 12.3. 7.3. Beta-adrenergic receptor antagonists. For example, acebutolol, metoprolol. Beta-adrenergic receptor antagonists have been shown to reduce the production of melatonin via specific inhibition of beta-1 adrenergic receptors. Nighttime administration of beta-adrenergic receptor antagonists may reduce the efficacy of Hetlioz. 8. Use in specific populations. 8.1. Pregnancy risk summary. Available post-marketing case reports with Hetlioz use in pregnant women are not sufficient to evaluate drug-associated risk of major birth defects, miscarriage, or adverse maternal or fetal outcomes. In pregnant rats, no embryo-fetal development toxicity was observed at exposures of 50 mg per kilogram per day, or up to 24 times higher than the human exposure at the maximum recommended human dose, MRHD. See data. The estimated background risk of major birth defects and miscarriage for the indicated populations are unknown. In the U.S. general population, the estimated background risk of major birth defects and miscarriage in clinically recognized pregnancies is 2% to 4% and 15% to 20% respectively. Data. Animal data. In pregnant rats administered tasimeltion at oral doses of 5, 50, or 500 milligrams per kilogram per day during the period of organogenesis, there were no effects on embryo-fetal development. The highest dose tested is approximately 240 times the MRHD of 20 milligrams per day, based on milligrams per meter squared body surface area. In pregnant rabbits administered tasimeltion at oral doses of 5, 30, or 200 milligrams per kilogram per day during the period of organogenesis, embryolethality and embryofetal toxicity reduced fetal body weight, and delayed ossification were observed at the highest dose tested. The highest dose is approximately 200 times the MRHD. Oral administration of tasimelteon at 50, 150, or 450 mg per kilogram per day to rats throughout organogenesis resulted in persistent reductions in body weight, delayed sexual maturation and physical development, and neurobehavioral impairment in offspring at the highest dose tested, which is approximately 220 times the MRHD, based on milligrams per meter squared body surface area. Reduced body weight in offspring was also observed at the mid-dose. The no-effect dose, NOEL, 50 milligrams per kilogram per day, is approximately 25 times the MRHD, based on milligrams per meter squared body surface area. 8.2 Lactation Risk Summary. There are no data on the presence of tasimelteon or its metabolites in human or animal milk, the effects on the breastfed infant, or the effects on milk production. The developmental and health benefits of breastfeeding should be considered along with the mother's clinical need for Hetlioz and any potential adverse effects on the breastfed infant from Hetlioz or from the underlying maternal condition. 8.4 Pediatric Use. Safety and effectiveness of Hetlioz for the treatment of non-24 in pediatric patients have not been established. Safety and effectiveness of Hetlioz LQ oral suspension for the treatment of nighttime sleep disturbances in Smith-Magenis syndrome SMS has been established in pediatric patients 3 years and older. Use is based on a placebo-controlled crossover study of pediatric and adult patients. See Clinical Studies 14.2. Safety and effectiveness of Hetlioz for the treatment of nighttime sleep disturbances in SMS have not been established in patients younger than 3 years old. Juvenile animal toxicity data. Juvenile rats received oral doses of tasimelteon at 50, 150, or 400 milligrams per kilogram from weaning, day 21, through adulthood, day 90. These doses are approximately 12 to 108 times the maximum recommended human dose, MRHD, of 20 milligrams based on a milligram per meter squared body surface area. Toxicity was observed mainly at the highest dose and included mortality, females only, tremors, unsteady gait, decrease in growth and development compared to controls. The former reflected as decreases in bone growth, bone mineral content, bone ossification, and the delay in attainment of sexual maturation. Tasimelteon had no effect on fertility, reproduction, or learning and memory. The no observed adverse effect level, NOAEL, is 150 milligrams per kilogram per day, which is approximately 178 times the MRHD based on AUC. 8.5. Geriatric use. The risk of adverse reactions may be greater in elderly, greater than 65 years, patients than younger patients, because exposure to tasimelteon is increased by approximately twofold compared with younger patients. 8.6. Hepatic impairment. Dose adjustment is not necessary in patients with mild or moderate hepatic impairment. Hetlioz has not been studied in patients with severe hepatic impairment, Child Pugh Class C. Therefore, Hetlioz is not recommended for use in patients with severe hepatic impairment. See Clinical Pharmacology 12.3. 8.7. Smokers. Smoking causes induction of CYP1A2 levels. The exposure of tasimelteon in smokers was lower than in non-smokers, and therefore the efficacy of Hetlioz may be reduced in smokers. See Clinical Pharmacology 12.3. 9. Drug abuse and dependence. 9.1. Controlled substance. Tasimelteon is not a controlled substance under the Controlled Substances Act. 9.2. Abuse. Tasimelteon did not produce any abuse-related signals in animal behavioral studies. Rats did not self-administer tasimelteon, suggesting that the drug does not have rewarding properties. There were also no signs or symptoms indicative of abuse potential in clinical studies with Hetlioz. 9.3. Dependence. Discontinuation of Hetlioz in humans following chronic administration did not produce withdrawal signs. Hetlioz does not appear to produce physical dependence. 10. Overdosage. There is limited pre-marketing clinical experience with the effects of an overdosage of Hetlioz. As with the management of any overdose, General symptomatic and supportive measures should be used, along with immediate gastric lavage where appropriate. Intravenous fluids should be administered as needed. Respiration, pulse, blood pressure, and other appropriate vital signs should be monitored, and general supportive measures employed. While hemodialysis was effective at clearing Hetlioz and the majority of its major metabolites in patients with renal impairment, it is not known if hemodialysis will effectively reduce exposure in the case of overdose. As with the management of any overdose, the possibility of multiple drug ingestion should be considered. Contact a poison control center for current information on the management of overdose. Description: Hetlioz contains tasimelteon, a melatonin receptor agonist, chemically designated as 1R2R N2-23-dihydrobenzofuran-4YL, cyclopropylmethyl propanamide containing two chiral centers. The molecular formula is C15H19NO2, and the molecular weight is 245.32. The structural formula is: tasimelteon is a white to off-white crystalline powder. It is very slightly soluble in cyclohexane, slightly soluble in water and 0.1N hydrochloric acid, and freely soluble or very soluble in methanol, 95% ethanol, acetonitrile, isopropanol, polyethylene glycol 300, propylene glycol, and ethyl acetate. Hetlioz capsules are intended for oral administration. Each capsule contains 20 milligrams of tasimelteon and the following inactive ingredients: colloidal silicon dioxide, croscarmelose sodium, lactose anhydrous, magnesium stearate, and microcrystalline cellulose. Each hard gelatin capsule consists of FD&C blue number 1, FD&C red number 3, and FD&C yellow number 6, gelatin and titanium dioxide. Hetlioz LQ oral suspension contains 4 milligrams of tasimelteon per milliliter of suspension and the following inactive ingredients: ascorbic acid, cherry flavor, mannitol, microcrystalline cellulose, carboxymethyl cellulose sodium, polysorbate 80, sodium benzoate, sodium chloride, sucrose, sucralose, and water. 12. Clinical pharmacology. 12.1. Mechanism of action. The mechanism by which tasimelteon exerts its therapeutic effect in patients with non-24 or nighttime sleep disturbances in SMS is unclear. However, tasimelteon is an agonist at melatonin MT1 and MT2 receptors, which are thought to be involved in the control of circadian rhythms. 12.2. Pharmacodynamics. Tasimelteon is an agonist at MT1 and MT2 receptors, with greater affinity for the MT2 as compared to the MT1 receptor. Ki equals 0.304 nm and 0.07 nm, respectively. The major metabolites of tasimelteon have less than 1/10 of the binding affinity of the parent molecule for both the MT1 and MT2 receptors. 12.3. Pharmacokinetics. The pharmacokinetics of tasimelteon is linear over doses ranging from 3 to 300 milligrams, 0.15 to 15 times the recommended daily dosage. The pharmacokinetics of tasimelteon and its metabolites did not change with repeated daily dosing. Absorption. The absolute oral bioavailability is 38.3%. The peak concentration, Tmax, of tasimelteon capsule occurred approximately 0.5 to 3 hours after fasted oral administration. The Tmax of tasimelteon suspension occurred approximately 15 to 30 minutes after fasted oral administration. The pharmacokinetic profile of oral suspension has not been directly compared to capsules. Therefore, capsules are the only dosage form recommended for use in adults. Effective food. When administered with a high-fat meal, the Cmax of tasimelteon was 44% lower than when given in a fasted state, and the median Tmax was delayed by approximately 1.75 hours. Therefore, Hetlioz should be taken without food. Distribution. The apparent oral volume of distribution of tasimelteon at steady state in young, healthy subjects is approximately 59 to 126 liters. At therapeutic concentrations, Tasimeltion is about 90% bound to proteins. Metabolism. Tasimeltion is extensively metabolized. Metabolism of tasimeltion consists primarily of oxidation at multiple sites and oxidative dealkylation, resulting in opening of the dihydrofuran ring, followed by further oxidation to give a carboxylic acid. CYP1A2 and CYP3A4 are the major isosomes involved in the metabolism of tasimeltion. Phenolic glucuronidation is the major phase 2 metabolic route. Major metabolites had 13-fold or less activity at melatonin receptors compared to tasimeltion. Elimination. Following oral administration of radio-labeled tasimeltion, 80% of total radioactivity was excreted in urine and approximately 4% in feces, resulting in a mean recovery of 84%. Less than 1% of the dose was excreted in urine as the parent compound. The observed mean elimination half-life for tasimeltion is 1.3 plus or minus 0.4 hours. The mean terminal elimination half-life plus or minus standard deviation of the main metabolites ranges from 1.3 plus or minus 0.5 to 3.7 plus or minus 2.2. Repeated once daily dosing with Hetlioz does not result in changes in pharmacokinetic parameters or significant accumulation of tasimeltion. Studies in specific populations. Elderly. In elderly subjects, tasimeltion exposure increased by approximately twofold compared with non-elderly adults. Pediatric patients. Pharmacokinetic information in pediatric patients are available only for the oral suspension formulation. Body weight was found to have significant effect on the pharmacokinetics. The increase in body weight was associated with increase in tasimeltion clearance up to 28 kilograms. The average dose normalized Cmax and AUC-INF at the recommended dose was 231 ng per milliliter and 310 ng.H per milliliter. No data are available in patients less than 3 years old. Gender. The mean overall exposure of tasimeltion was approximately 20 to 30% greater in female than in male subjects. Race. The effect of race on exposure of Hetlioz was not evaluated. Hepatic impairment. The pharmacokinetic profile of a 20 mg dose of Hetlioz was compared among 8 subjects with mild hepatic impairment. Child Pugh score greater than or equal to 5 and less than or equal to 6 points. 8 subjects with moderate hepatic impairment. Child Pugh score greater than or equal to 7 and less than or equal to 9 points, and 13 healthy matched controls. Tasimeltion exposure was increased less than twofold in subjects with moderate hepatic impairment. Therefore, no dose adjustment is needed in patients with mild or moderate hepatic impairment. Hetlioz has not been studied in patients with severe hepatic impairment, Child Pugh class C, and is not recommended in these patients. Renal impairment. The pharmacokinetic profile of a 20 mg dose of Hetlioz was compared among 8 subjects with severe renal impairment. Estimated glomerular filtration rate, eGFR, less than or equal to 29 milliliters per minute per 1.73 meters squared. 8 subjects with end-stage renal disease, ESRD, GFR less than 15 milliliters per minute per 1.73 meters squared, requiring hemodialysis. And 16 healthy matched controls. There was no apparent relationship between tasimeltion CLF and renal function, as measured by either estimated creatinine clearance or eGFR. Subjects with severe renal impairment had a 30% lower clearance, and clearance in subjects with ESRD was comparable to that of healthy subjects. No dose adjustment is necessary for patients with renal impairment. Smokers. Smoking is a moderate CYP1A2 inducer. Tasimeltion exposure decreased by approximately 40% in smokers compared to non-smokers. See use in specific populations 8.7. Drug interaction studies. No potential drug interactions were identified in vitro studies with CYP inducers or inhibitors of CYP1A1, CYP1A2, CYP2B6. CYP2C9, 2C19, CYP2E1, CYP2D6, and transporters, including P-glycoprotein, OATP1B1, OATP1B3, OCT2, OAT1, and OAT3. Effect of other drugs on Hetlioz. Drugs that inhibit CYP1A2 and CYP3A4 are expected to alter the metabolism of tazemetostat. Fluvoxamine. Strong CYP1A2 inhibitor. The AUC0 INF and Cmax of tazemetostat increased by 7-fold and 2-fold, respectively, when co-administered with fluvoxamine 50 mg, after 6 days of fluvoxamine 50 mg per day. See Drug Interactions 7.1. Ketoconazole. Strong CYP3A4 inhibitor. Tazemetostat exposure increased by approximately 50% when co-administered with ketoconazole 400 mg. After 5 days of ketoconazole 400 mg per day. See Drug Interactions 7.2. Rifampin. Strong CYP3A4 and moderate CYP2C19 inducer. The exposure of tazemetostat decreased by approximately 90% when co-administered with rifampin 600 mg. After 11 days of rifampin 600 mg per day, efficacy may be reduced when Hetlioz is used in combination with strong CYP3A4 inducers, such as rifampin. See Drug Interactions 7.2. Effect of Hetlioz on other drugs. Midazolam. CYP3A4 substrate. Administration of Hetlioz 20 mg once a day for 14 days did not produce any significant changes in the Tmax, Cmax, or AUC of midazolam or 1-0H midazolam. This indicates there is no induction of CYP3A4 by tazemetostat at this dose. Rosiglitazone. CYP2C8 substrate. Administration of Hetlioz 20 mg once a day for 16 days did not produce any clinically significant changes in the Tmax, Cmax, or AUC of rosiglitazone after oral administration of 4 mg. This indicates that there is no induction of CYP2C8 by tazemetostat at this dose. Effect of alcohol on Hetlioz. In a study of 28 healthy volunteers, a single dose of ethanol, 0.6 grams per kilogram for women, and 0.7 grams per kilogram for men, was co-administered with a 20 mg dose of Hetlioz. There was a trend for an additive effect of Hetlioz and ethanol on some psychomotor tests. 13. Non-clinical toxicology. 13.1. Carcinogenesis, mutagenesis, impairment of fertility carcinogenesis. Tazemetostat was administered orally for up to 2 years to mice, 30, 100, and 300 mg per kilogram per day, and rats, 20, 100, and 250 mg per kilogram per day. No evidence of carcinogenic potential was observed in mice. The highest dose tested is approximately 75 times the maximum recommended human dose, MRHD, of 20 mg per day, based on a milligram per meter squared body surface area. In rats, the incidence of liver tumors was increased in males, adenoma and carcinoma, and females, adenoma, at 100 and 250 milligrams per kilogram per day. The incidence of tumors of the uterus, endometrial adenocarcinoma, and uterus and cervix, squamous cell carcinoma, were increased at 250 milligrams per kilogram per day. There was no increase in tumors at the lowest dose tested in rats, which is approximately 10 times the MRHD, based on a milligram per meter squared body surface area. Mutagenesis. Tazemetostat was negative in an in vitro bacterial reverse mutation Ames assay, an in vitro cytogenetics assay in primary human lymphocytes, and an in vivo micronucleus assay in rats. Impairment of fertility. When male and female rats were given tazemetostat at oral doses of 5, 50, or 500 mg per kilogram per day, prior to and throughout mating, and continuing in females to gestation day 7, estrous cycle disruption and decreased fertility were observed at all but the lowest dose tested. The no effect dose for effects on female reproduction, 5 mg per kilogram per day, is approximately 2 times the MRHD based on a milligram per meter squared body surface area. 14. Clinical studies 14.1. Non-24-hour sleep-wake disorder, non-24. The effectiveness of Hetlioz in the treatment of non-24-hour sleep-wake disorder, non-24, was established in two randomized, double-masked, placebo-controlled, multicenter, parallel group studies. Studies 1 and 2, in totally blind patients with non-24. In Study 1, 84 patients with non-24, median age 54 years, were randomized to receive Hetlioz 20 mg or placebo 1 hour prior to bedtime at the same time every night for up to 6 months. Study 2 was a randomized withdrawal trial in 20 patients with non-24, median age 55 years, that was designed to evaluate the maintenance of efficacy of Hetlioz after 12 weeks. Patients were treated for approximately 12 weeks with Hetlioz 20 mg 1 hour prior to bedtime at the same time every night. Patients in whom the calculated time of peak melatonin level, melatonin acrophase, occurred at approximately the same time of day, in contrast to the expected daily delay, during the run-in phase, were randomized to receive placebo or continue treatment with Hetlioz 20 mg for 8 weeks. Study 1 and Study 2 evaluated the duration and timing of nighttime sleep and daytime naps via patient-recorded diaries. During Study 1, patient diaries were recorded for an average of 88 days during screening and 133 days during randomization. During Study 2, patient diaries were recorded for an average of 57 days during the run-in phase and 59 days during the randomized withdrawal phase. Because symptoms of nighttime sleep disruption and daytime sleepiness are cyclical in patients with non-24, with severity varying according to the state of alignment of the individual patient's circadian rhythm with a 24-hour day, least severe when fully aligned, most severe when 12 hours out of alignment, efficacy endpoints for nighttime total sleep time and daytime nap duration were based on the 25% of nights with the least nighttime sleep and the 25% of days with the most daytime nap time. In Study 1, patients in the Hetlioz group had, at baseline, an average 195 minutes of nighttime sleep and 137 minutes of daytime nap time on the 25% of most symptomatic nights and days, respectively. Treatment with Hetlioz resulted in a significant improvement compared with placebo for both of these endpoints in Study 1 and Study 2. See Table 3. A responder analysis of patients with both greater than or equal to 45 minutes increase in nighttime sleep and greater than or equal to 45 minutes decrease in daytime nap time was conducted in Study 1. 29%, n equals 12, of patients treated with Hetlioz, compared with 12%, n equals 5, of patients treated with placebo, met the responder criteria. 14.2. Nighttime sleep disturbances in Smith-Magenis syndrome, SMS. The effectiveness of Hetlioz in the treatment of nighttime sleep disturbances in Smith-Magenis syndrome, SMS, was established in a 9-week, double-blind, placebo-controlled crossover study in adults and pediatric patients with SMS. Study 3. NCT-0223-1008. Patients 16 years of age and older received Hetlioz 20 mg capsules, and pediatric patients 3 years to 15 years of age received a weight-based dose of oral suspension. Study 3 had 2 4-week periods, separated by a 1-week washout interval. Patients were randomized to a treatment sequence of Hetlioz in the first period and placebo in the second period, or placebo in the first period and Hetlioz in the second period. Patients were to take the study drug 1 hour prior to bedtime. The primary endpoints in Study 3 were nighttime total sleep time and nighttime sleep quality from a parent-guardian recorded diary. Nighttime total sleep time was reported as a time unit in hours and minutes. Nighttime sleep quality was rated as follows: 5 equals excellent, 4 equals good, 3 equals average, 2 equals fair, 1 equals poor. The efficacy comparisons for nighttime sleep quality and total sleep time were based on the 50% of nights with the worst sleep quality and the 50% of nights with the least nighttime sleep in each 4-week period. In accordance with the crossover design, the efficacy comparisons were within patient. A total of 25 patients were randomized in Study 3. During screening, the mean quality score of the 50% of nights with the worst sleep quality was 2.1, and the total sleep time of 50% of nights with the least nighttime sleep was 6.4 hours. Compared to placebo, treatment with Hetlioz resulted in a statistically significant improvement in the 50% worst night sleep quality. Although improvement on the 50% worst total nighttime sleep time numerically favored Hetlioz treatment, the difference was not statistically significant. Table 4. 16. House applied, storage, and handling Hetlioz. Capsules, 20 mg capsules, are available as size 1. Dark blue opaque, hard gelatin capsules printed with Vanda 20mg in white, containing 20 mg of tesamelteon per capsule. NDC 43068-220-01. Bottles of 30. Hetlioz LQ oral suspension 4 mg per milliliter. White to slightly yellow opaque suspension. Each bottle has a child-resistant cap and packaged in a carton. Each carton contains a bottle of Hetlioz LQ oral suspension, a 5 milliliter oral dosing syringe, and a press-in bottle adapter. NDC 43068-304-02, bottles of 48 milliliters. NDC 43068-304-06, bottles of 158 milliliters. Storage and handling. Hetlioz capsules. Store Hetlioz capsules at controlled room temperature, 20 degrees Celsius to 25 degrees Celsius, 68 degrees Fahrenheit to 77 degrees Fahrenheit. Excursions permitted to 15 degrees Celsius to 30 degrees Celsius, 59 degrees Fahrenheit to 86 degrees Fahrenheit. See USP controlled room temperature. Protect from exposure to light and moisture. Hetlioz LQ oral suspension. Store Hetlioz LQ oral suspension at refrigerated temperature 5 degrees Celsius, 41 degrees Fahrenheit. Excursions permitted to 2 degrees Celsius to 8 degrees Celsius, 36 degrees Fahrenheit to 46 degrees Fahrenheit. 17. Patient counseling information. Advise the patient to read the FDA-approved patient labeling for Hetlioz LQ oral suspension, if appropriate. Instructions for use. Advise patients to limit their activities to preparing for going to bed after taking Hetlioz capsules or Hetlioz LQ oral suspension, because Hetlioz can potentially impair the performance of activities requiring complete mental alertness. See Warnings and Precautions 5.1. Administration information for Hetlioz capsules and Hetlioz LQ oral suspension. See Dosage and Administration 2.1, 2.2, 2.3, 2.4. Advise patients to take Hetlioz without food. Advise patients to take Hetlioz before bedtime at the same time every night. Advise patients to skip the dose that night if they cannot take Hetlioz at approximately the same time on a given night. Advise patients to swallow Hetlioz capsules whole. Hetlioz LQ oral suspension. Advise patients to shake the bottle for at least 30 seconds before each administration. Use the press-in bottle adapter included in the package. Leave the adapter in place on the bottle neck. Replace the cap and refrigerate after each use. After opening, discard after 5 weeks for the 48 milliliter bottle and after 8 weeks for the 158 milliliter bottle. Non-24 Hetlioz capsules. Advise patients that because of individual differences in circadian rhythms, daily use for several weeks or months may be necessary before benefit from Hetlioz is observed. See Dosage and Administration 2.2.